Okay, well, that closes our committee reports, and we have a great treat in store. I'm looking at him, he can't tell, but I'm looking right at you, Zach.
The secret to life is low expectations, Jill.
Well, I'm not going to set really high expectations, but I'm going to tell you two things. This is another, Zach is another one of our great Carolina entrepreneurial stars, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of that peppered in his Carolina story. This is what old people do, Zach. His dad is my great friend. And I remember when his dad was presented an award, and Zach, I guess you were in high school and gave the speech for your dad. And it was actually, I hate to set the expectations high, but it was really one of the finest I can ever recall hearing. So I do have high expectations, and I know we're going to hear a great story. Thank you.
Well, thank you. It's easy to talk about my dad, who's a great, great guy.
True, I agree.
I'm here today to share my Carolina story. And I got to say, Jill, thank you for inviting me to do it. It has been very fun this week to just reflect on some of the memories and also think about some of the seeds that Carolina planted in me that are blossoming now or may blossom in the future. So my Carolina story begins at Moorhead Scholars Weekend, which was held during a very nice weekend where the citizens of Orange County were conducting, I think, what was the largest anti-Iraq war march down Franklin Street to the Weaver Street Market in Carrboro. And I just thought, oh my gosh, this is what everybody outside of Chapel Hill always said about this place. But, the protests aside, the sunny setting of Chapel Hill and the warmth of the people of Carolina made a big impression on me. I felt welcome and at home. And in one of the, not to speak ill of another school, but I looked at another school right down the road, and just comparing it to Carolina, I thought, you know, Carolina is a place where it is better to be than to seem. And I also did not mind the 61-39 girl to boy ratio that was then prevailing among undergraduates. So I arrived in August of 2003 and was excited to start the conventional four-year college experience. I was assigned a room in Erring House, 25 minutes away from anything, which was a character building assignment because that August it was 90 degrees. It felt like every day. And my first weekend, I desperately called home and begged, bring any air conditioners we have. And I ended up with five different fans that my roommate and I placed around the room. So the heat was good in that it gave me an incentive to get out of my dorm room and meet other people. And that first semester, I pledged Chi Psi, which was just a wonderful community of guys, many of whom are still some of my best friends today. Academically, I shied away from political science after I got an F on my first assignment. I was in the late Professor Joel Schwartz class, and I thought I turned in a well-written 10-page paper on the Medicare Act of 1964. And after a conference in his office, he made it very clear that I did not understand the Medicare Act, and so I decided I could be right or I could get the joke, and so I rewrote the paper and lauded the Lyndon B. Johnson vision and courage and turned it into an A. So I had some other great experiences. During the summer of 2004, I had a transformative Moorhead Public Service Summer, where I worked at a much lauded youth training center in DC that turned out kind of beneath the surface to be woefully ineffective. And I would say it didn't diminish my idealism, but it really raised my appreciation of the importance of effective leadership and strong execution when trying to confront problems in the public domain. My sophomore year was a particularly fun year for everybody at Carolina. It was 2005, an epic basketball season, and Raymond Felton, Rashad McCant, Sean May, won the national championships in St. Louis. I got to be there. That was pretty hard to beat. In other ways, though, my Carolina experience was not entirely conventional. So because I didn't pick political science, I picked economics, which had the advantage of being a little bit more laissez-faire on class attendance, which freed me up to skip class and get a little more engaged in things off campus. So my sophomore year, I launched a media business that was a lot of fun, but it sort of gently failed. It got me addicted, though, to the game of entrepreneurship. So a few weeks after closing it, I launched my next venture. I did some things in politics. Patrick Valentine's on the phone. I got to work on his campaign as well as to help Fred Smith, who was the Republican nominee for governor later after Patrick, or ran for, I got to ghost author Fred Smith's biography. During that time, I started keeping an office off campus, which looking back is a little bit of a not entirely normal activity. And I was spending sort of more and more time in the world of business and public service. My junior year, Carolina had a new business plan competition called the Carolina Challenge. And Joel Sutherland and I pitched a software company concept. Our idea won the Carolina Challenge, and that got us excited about launching the business into a company, New Media Campaigns. 6 months later, we had an offer to sell it to a Boston-backed company for a stock deal that represented 8% of their company. Joel and I thought long and hard about it and ended up deciding to stay the course. And the good news is that the business is still operating today. Joel runs it. It's in Carrboro. The bad news is that the Boston-backed company was called HubSpot. And this morning I checked on it, and it was worth $17.5 billion. So maybe I should have gone to more of the economic classes after all. So during my time, these two threads, sort of normal college life and then the maybe more entrepreneurial life off campus, intertwined in numerous ways, sometimes conflicting, sometimes productive, almost always interesting. And so as I reflected back on that this last week, I sort of thought, what seeds did Carolina plant in me? And four surfaced. So the first seed was the importance of service. And I remember just kind of the beginning of my journey, I was thinking about comparing, you know, Carolina and other schools and thinking, what will be the best school for me? And while I was at Carolina, I had just these wonderful interactions with John Sanders, who would take me to dinner a couple times each month, and Richard Stevens, who really saw the university as a beacon for the state. And certainly Chuck Lovelace, whose interest in students and building Carolina far exceeded the expectations of his job. And I think that the ethos of those men and their commitment to the institution planted a seed that was your contribution matters a lot more than any benefit you get. And I thought Dean Bowen captured this well when he talked about the blueprint for next pillar of the public for the public. The second seed was a desire to weave together different domains. And I think that was shaped by the intersection of my coursework at Carolina and how I was able to connect that to life beyond the campus and back and forth. The third seed was a love of learning and applying learning. So doing a bunch of activities off of campus allowed me to sort of ask the question, what can I take from this class and apply it? And it also created a love of learning that's still valuable today. As I think about how can I use the body of knowledge other people have created to improve this thing I'm doing in practice. And then the final seed was confidence. I think the affirmation of the different professors and staff who mentored me gave me a sense of confidence that allowed me to say, hey, I'll skip, you know, the normal working and go straight to business school. And then when I graduated from business school, say, even though I've never had a real job, I'll start Three Ships, which has been quite a journey that I'm very happy I embarked on 11 years later. So in closing, I will say thank you, Jill, and thank you, Doug, for inviting me to reflect on the journey. Looking back today, I'm even more grateful for the way the institution has shaped me, and I'm sure each of us in important and significant ways. And I'm also grateful that I ended up finding a Carolina girl to marry. And we now have three young boys who we hope will one day be Carolina students, and one more on the way, gender TBD.
Well, congratulations. That's great news.